Since intelligent design is not based on the scientific method, it is not in the realm of science. But the definition of science is more controversial than these statements imply. Intelligent design is both testable and tested. And what really matters is not whether a hypothesis fits a particular definition of science, but whether we have good reason for thinking it's true. What is science? In 1982, U.S. District Judge William A. Overton declared unconstitutional an Arkansas law requiring public schools to give balanced treatment to biblical creationism and Darwinism. The judge ruled that the former is religion rather than science, based on five essential characteristics of science that had been presented to him by various witnesses, most notably philosopher Michael Ruse. Science, the judge ruled, is 1. Guided by natural law, 2. Based on explaining by natural law, 3. Testable, 4. Tentative, and 5. Falsifiable. As we have seen, intelligent design is not the same as biblical creationism, so Overton's criteria might not apply to ID in the same way he thought they applied to biblical creationism. But are his criteria even valid? Philosopher of science Larry Loudon rejects biblical creationism on empirical grounds, but he also rejects Overton's ruling that it is unscientific. Regarding the first two criteria, Loudon points out that scientists often make claims before they can explain them by natural law. For example, Galileo and Newton took themselves to have established the existence of gravitational phenomena long before anyone was able to give a causal or explanatory account of gravitation. And although Loudon considers the creationist claim of a worldwide flood to be false, he argues that to suggest such a claim is unscientific until we have found the laws on which the alleged phenomenon depends is simply outrageous. Regarding the third and fifth criteria, some philosophers of science have suggested two ways to test a hypothesis. One is to seek evidence for it, verification, and the other is to seek evidence against it, falsification. Loudon points out that the vast majority of non-scientific and pseudoscientific systems of belief have verifiable constituents. For example, astrologers sometimes make verifiably true predictions, yet most scientists regard astrology as unscientific. On the other hand, falsifiability has the untoward consequence of countenancing as scientific every crank claim which makes ascertainably false assertions. So although everyone agrees that scientific hypotheses should be tested against the evidence, verifiability and falsifiability are not reliable criteria to distinguish science from non-science. In recent years, Darwinists have increasingly relied on another criterion, methodological naturalism. Science, they say, can invoke only natural explanations. As Ruse testified,